And that walking entity that needs more to be fully and completely itself will become frustrated this afternoon, sitting here, because it is not being fed more concepts or opinions, information, knowledge, interesting and fascinating ideas that it can add and then walk out a little bit expanded, because you have added to the store of knowledge with which you can then identify the me. The story of me has expanded then a little bit. So it doesn't work like that. So if you cannot get beyond that entity with its very strong need for more, then you may not make it. You may not be able to endure sitting here the whole afternoon. Because you will continuously be waiting for a statement that explains it all, where suddenly it goes click, now I know what enlightenment is. When is he going to say it? Come on. And you may notice in yourself this enormously powerful need, which is part of the conditioned mind-made entity, this enormous need, there's nothing personal in that at all. Oh, that's a disappointment. I thought it was my problem. This enormous need for the next moment, where surely it's going to happen. And then what? And you can see it in people's faces when they go about their daily business. The tension, the strain, because they need the next moment, and they're saying, isn't it here yet? And this is people live like that, it's normal. If you watch TV, a lot of what you see, how people, whatever you see, films, soap operas, or whatever, or the news readers, they're all in that state of, where's the next moment where surely things are going to be resolved? So you may encounter frustration, and when you find it, that's fine. Don't say don't be frustrated. When you encounter frustration as you sit here, that's fine. You notice it. You see it for what it is. That means you are not the frustration. That's a pattern that you then discover in yourself. And whatever you discover as a pattern is fine. Because there it is. You see it. If you don't see it, you are it. And then you become fidgety, and then finally you will jump up and run out of the room. I don't want to discourage anybody from visiting the bathroom, but I mustn't get up, otherwise people will think that I am identified with the... we are pointing here to a deeper dimension of consciousness within yourself, where the need, the deep-seated need for the next moment, which is very closely related, really, one with the enormous needs that people have for needing to add more to me to make me complete, which is ultimately a delusion because you never get there. We are here to go beyond that. And as I speak, that dimension may arise in you where the need for the next moment suddenly falls away. And you don't go to sleep. If you go to sleep, that's fine too. But it is an enormous thing when you suddenly, you're able to simply be in that beautiful state of relaxed, alert presence and perceive whatever it is that you're perceiving without the need for more.